We present King Street Junior, created and written by Jim Eldridge, starring Carl Howman as Philip Sims and James Grant as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher.
Well, well, well. Got all your things packed?
Yes, most of them. There are still a few books and photos to put away.
Honestly, if you forget anything, you can easily come back and collect it.
No, no, I want this to be a complete clear-out, all ready for Mrs. Devon. It's only fair for the new head. Let us start with a clean sheet.
As I make changes, you know, they always do, new heads.
Well, that's only right. After all, it's what I did. 24 long years ago.
Oh, for heaven's sake, cheer up. You've had 24 terrific years at this school. And if anyone's earned their retirement, you have. And getting your face splashed all over the local paper. It's no more than you deserve.
What's all this?
They're giving him a whole column. A reporter's coming tomorrow.
You know that Rowena Briggs from the local paper? She does that column, Rowena Writes. I told you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Well, it must have slipped my mind. Apparently Miss Lewis fixed it out last week.
Well, he is the head, after all, a local VIP, and this is a local event. It'll look good. Popular head retires after 24 years.
Not very original.
We're going here. It's rather more private.
Thanks. I'm not keeping you, am I?
Oh, I don't have to dash off, no.
Oh, good, good.
All set for tomorrow's matches with the children?
Yes, I think so.
Doesn't seem a year since the last lot, does it?
No.
Anyway, I gather you wanted a word. Rather urgently, I believe.
Yes, well, last night an old mate of mine came over to see me. Someone I hadn't seen for years.
Oh?
He'd just come back from a trip round the world. He gave me the lot, the photos, the traveller's tales and experiences.
All those exotic, faraway places?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it got me thinking, you know, what am I doing with my life?
You're teaching. You're helping kids. You're giving them a future, and for a lot of kids in this area, that's something they wouldn't have without you and the rest of us.
Yes, I know that, and I'm very happy about it. But what about me?
What about you?
Well, it's funny, but this retirement due tomorrow for Mr. Beeston and Mrs. Rudd, it's as if the two things have come together at the same time. Them leaving and Terry turning up after his travels.
And it's giving you itchy feet.
It's not just that. It's what I'm missing out on. I mean, there's a whole world out there, and I'd like to see some of it before it's too late. And I'm thinking perhaps now's the time, before life flashes past me and I'm suddenly having a retirement due of my own.
Well, I can see your point. You're single, no family to think about.
Exactly.
But if you do decide to go, the question is when?
Well, it would make sense to leave before I started with a new class.
Not come back next September, you mean?
That's right.
Well, it's a bit late notice, trying to get someone in before the new school year.
It's been done before. And failing that, there's always Fred Holliday. He's like a kind of permanent supply at this place.
Well, I don't want to push you, and I don't want to lose you, but I'd really need to know tomorrow, so we can get next year organised.
OK, I'll think about it overnight, and I'll give you my final answer tomorrow.
King Street Junior. Morning, Bob. Yes, this is it. Dispatched to the grazing pasture. No, no, the Eskimos only left you out on the ice if you were past it. Oh, well, thank you. You're still coming tonight, I hope. Upstairs at the Feathers, buffet supper and speeches. Yes, of course. You don't think I'm going to let this day pass without expounding my theory of education, do you? Right. Thanks for calling, Bob.
Good morning.
Oh, morning, Mrs. Stone.
Who is that, a well-wisher?
It's Bob Barrett at the Meads.
Oh, yes, he's nice. Is he coming tonight?
I hope so. Just think, he and I were at training college together. Let's see, it was... Oh, how long ago?
When Noah was making the ark?
A bit before, come to think of it. He just got the prototype and he couldn't fit all the animals in.
So, you're all ready to face your last day?
As ready as I'll ever be.
I thought our ace reporter would be here by now. She said she'd get here before school started.
Oh, you'll be lucky. When she was a pupil here, she was always late. Still, I'm glad it's her, though. At least she knows her way around. Come in.
Mr. Beeston?
Yes, can I help you?
Fiona Travis, from the Herald.
Fiona?
I'm doing your last day.
But But we're expecting Rowena Briggs.
Oh, I'm afraid you called in sick, so I've drawn the short straw. It'll still be under Rowena's byline, of course. You know what local papers are like, pretty stick in the mud.
Yes.
But with a bit of luck, we can give the piece a bit of oomph.
Oomph?
You know, a bit more bite than they usually do with this sort of thing. After all, it is your last day, so we want to make people sit up and take notice.
Okay, Susan and Michelle, count the pens. Sarfraz and Ian, you count the rulers.
Okay, Mr. Taylor.
Now, the rest of you, I want you to turn to the last... Listen to me, please. Come on. I want you to turn to the last page in every one of your exercise books that has got any writing on it. Then I want you to tear out every blank page that follows and tear them out neatly. Is it? Collect up all the blank sheets and keep the noise down.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes, Stephen.
Are you going away for the summer holidays?
Yes. Well, I'm still working on my arrangements.
Oh.
You going anywhere exciting?
To Scotland, to the Isle of Mull.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
You don't sound very keen. Hey, Dean! When I said tear them out, I didn't say tear them up. Now, do it properly.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to stay with my Aunt Sheila. She lives right out in the middle of nowhere.
Come on, Stephen. Thousands of people would love to live right out in the middle of nowhere. All that peace and quiet.
But it's all girls.
What is?
My cousin's up there. Four girls. It's Carrie, who's 15, Samantha, who's 10, Rose, who's...
Yeah, I've got the picture.
There's no one for me to play with.
What are you talking about? Four girl cousins?
Yeah, but it's not the same. They don't want to do the same things as I do. I want to play football, and they don't.
How long are you going up there for?
The whole holiday. My mum's coming up for a few weekends.
Have you talked it over with your mum? Told her how you feel?
Yeah, but she says she feels happier me being up there than hanging around the streets around here.
Well, she's got a point.
But it's all women, all the time.
Stephen, there'll come a day when you'll be wishing all your holidays were like that. Sarfraz, I said collect the rulers, not throw them.
Make sure your desks are completely and utterly cleared out. And remember, they'll be used by someone else next year and they won't want your rubbish and leftovers. Put all the rubbish in the sacks. Vina, you're in charge.
Here, miss.
Yes, Paul?
We were talking about the matches this afternoon.
In which you can expect to see me score in both games.
It wasn't that, miss. It's the netball.
Yes.
The teachers are a lot taller than us, so it's not fair, is it?
It will be fair, Sarah, because we are playing with a handicap.
Yeah, Mrs. Rudd. She's useless.
Mrs. Rudd is not playing, and she is not useless. And if I hear you say anything like that again, I'll tell her.
She's not useless, miss. She's brilliant.
There's no need to overdo it. Our handicap is that we will only be allowed to use one arm. So, you see, any advantage we have in height is ruled out straight away.
Does that mean the star football team can only play with one leg?
Don't be ridiculous.
They'll fall over. It's not fair. They're bigger than us.
The teachers will only be playing with seven in their team against 11 in yours.
Great. We'll smash them.
Do you want to bet? You were talking to the teacher's ace midfielder, so your goalie had better get used to picking the ball out the back of the net.
Can you pass my cup over, please?
Here you are.
Thanks. Anyway, you were saying...
Yes. So poor Stephen spending the whole 6 weeks' holiday up in the wilds of some remote spot on the Isle of Mull with just his aunt and his four female cousins and his mum coming up at the odd weekend.
Sounds idyllic.
Well, it sounds idyllic, but for Stephen, it's 6 weeks of pure hell.
Why?
Well, think about it. A growing boy on holiday and no male company.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. I'm just saying the boy lacks any adult males in his life.
I hope you're not implying that women can't bring up boys on their own.
No, of course I'm not. I'm just saying that...
Yes?
There's no man in the household.
Which, in some cases, is a good thing.
But when there's no man in the household, and with fewer men teaching in primary schools, these boys are growing up with no male role models at all. Not until they get to secondary school, by which time the damage has been done.
What damage?
That damage is the wrong word. But the pattern's been set.
Well, I've never heard such a reactionary load of rubbish in my life.
Now, wait a minute.
No, you've had your say. Male influence, being macho, shouting and drinking.
Well, not all men are like that. Anyway, I know plenty of women who shout and drink.
75% of all crimes of violence are committed by men.
What? Not all
I'm saying is we could end up with a very confusing situation for boys like Stephen as far as role models go.
Oh, Mr. Sims. Oh, sorry to interrupt, Mrs. Patterson.
Oh, that's all right. You're welcome to him. Maybe you can sort out his muddled thinking for him.
Muddled thinking?
Oh, she's totally misinterpreted what I was saying. It's so easy to upset people in this place.
It's so easy to do it in any place. Anywhere in the world, in fact.
Yes.
So, have you reached your decision?
To be honest, I thought I had. Then I started working with the kids this morning and I swung the other way again. I tell you, after talking to Terry, it seems such an obvious choice, but you get back to the kids and it doesn't seem, well, quite so clear-cut.
Oh. Are you sure you don't want to play this afternoon?
Absolutely. I've never played football in the 25 years I've been at this school, and I have no intention of starting now.
Yeah, but this is a special year. It's your last. And the sight of you running out onto that pitch...
Mr. Long, you do not seem to be getting my message. I do not wish to play. I have far too much to concern myself with preparing for the final assembly after these matches have taken place.
I could always put you on as a substitute in the second half. Then you won't be left out.
I won't be left out, left back, or left anything. I will not be playing.
Right. So, how do you feel about being linesman?
And this is the hall where we'll be having our final assembly this afternoon. Well, you'll be very welcome to attend, unless you have to go before then.
Oh, no, I intend to stay with this to the bitter end.
Yes, well, that's comforting.
I hear another teacher, Mrs. Rudd, is also retiring today.
Yes, that's right.
I believe that she's been at this school for 25 years.
Yes, she was here when I first came. Already a permanent fixture.
And you've been here 24 years?
That's right, yes.
Yet the paper chose to do this article on you rather than her. Do you think that's because she's a woman? Only she has been here longer.
Yes, yeah, a year.
And she must have had just as much an effect on the pupils.
Oh, absolutely. And the staff.
I wondered if there was something else going on here, a kind of a hidden agenda. Why my editor chose to feature you and not her?
Well, I mean, do you think it could be because I'm the head teacher?
But it could make an interesting subtext, my piece, don't you think?
What are we doing out here, sir?
We're in charge of making sure the pitch is marked out on the playground for this afternoon's football match. Got the chalk measure?
Here, sir.
Right. Who's got the tape measure?
I have, sir.
Oh, right. Sarita, you go and stand over there. Yeah, that's it. Over there. Mark.
Sir.
You go and take the other end of the tape and pull it out and then walk along until you reach where Wayne is standing. Wayne! Don't move. You're my marker. I don't mean don't move as in standing there like a statue with your finger stuck up your nose. I mean don't move as in stay in that spot so that Mark can find you.
So, as warn yourself, do you think that this emphasis on Mr. Beeston instead of Mrs. Rudd is indicative of male domination education?
No. The head teacher, man or woman, sets the philosophy of a school. But that's the way it is with all schools.
But why is Mr. Beeston being featured and not someone who's been at the school much longer? Has had just as much impact on the pupils.
Well, because he's the head teacher.
So you don't think there's any issue of sexism involved?
Oh, sexism. Now that's a different subject.
Oh.
If you want sexism, you'd better talk to Mr. Sims.
Mr. Sims?
Yes. Why women can't bring up children without men. Honestly, you should have heard him this morning. It was like listening to one of those back-to-basics Victorians.
Ah, Miss Lewis.
Oh, hello, Mr. Holliday. All ready for this afternoon?
As ready as I'll ever be.
You've done a great job of marking out the football pitch. Looks very professional.
Oh, just a question of getting the angles right. Which reminds me, talking of angles...
Yes?
This reporter woman.
Fiona Travis?
Yes. What sort of angle is she taking in this article about Beeston?
Why?
Well, I sort of got the impression that she's broadening her scope to include Mrs. Rudd, by all accounts.
Well, that's news to me. As far as I'm concerned, she's just here to cover Mr. Beeston's last day as head teacher.
And I've just had this reporter woman giving me the third degree like I was Attila the Hun and Genghis Khan rolled into one. Mr. Male, macho, caveman, sexist.
It's your own fault. If you come out with statements like you
I never said that women can't bring up children without men.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
I just raised the issue about boys growing up without male role models.
It's the same thing.
Well, of course it's not. Girls have got their role models, but not boys.
It's still stereotyping. Boys play football, girls do sewing.
It's nothing to do with stereotyping. I'm talking about emotional development, and things are different for girls and boys.
Oh, who'd believe it? He's finally noticed.
Come in.
Have you got a moment, Mr. Beeston?
Well, I thought I had all day for quiet reflection, but it seems I was wrong.
Well, it was a difficult time.
No. Come in, come in. Shouldn't you be getting ready for the matches this afternoon? They start in 15 minutes.
I am ready. All I have to do is put on my trainers.
Oh, what about your class?
Miss Reed's taking them outside with hers.
Oh, right.
You see, this is something that's come up very quickly, and to be honest, it isn't really your problem.
But I've got a feeling it's about to be. All right, Mr. Sims, fire away.
Come on! Teachers!
Come on, Martin! Pass the papers! Don't stand there, Mr. Holliday! Come out of the school! Yes! Well, of course, the teachers can play their best form in case they hurt you!
Oh, yeah? But we won!
Yes!
Thank you, thank you. Now sit down, please. Quick as you can. That was very good, wasn't it, Mrs. Rudd?
Yes, very well done, everyone.
Keep your feet in, Lauren.
Right. Well, this is it. The last day of King Street for so many of us here today. Now, every year I say that, and usually I'm referring to the top year who are going on to their new high schools. But this year is different. As you know, today I'm retiring after 24 years at this school. But there's someone else who is also leaving today, who has been here even longer. Someone very special. Someone I have admired as one of the finest teachers it has been my privilege to know and to work with. I'm referring, of course, to our musical genius at the piano, Mrs. Rudd.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks to her powers of gentle persuasion and determination, this school can boast of having produced some fine musicians during her quarter of a century in charge of music. There's a violinist in the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra who made her first tentative beginnings scratching the strings here at King Street under Mrs. Rudd. A percussionist with the Manchester Sinfonia. And a rap musician who you'll all have seen on TV.
Bye, sir.
Oh, bye, Stephen. Oh, enjoy your time on the Isle of
Mull. Out in the middle of nowhere with all those women.
Believe me, you'll like it when you're there.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's it. Another year gone.
Yes.
It goes so fast as you get older, don't they?
Oh, you say that again.
Do you want a lift tonight to the Feathers?
Oh, no, that's all right. I thought I'd get a taxi.
It's no problem. Only I'm not going to drink this evening.
What? It's a retirement do like this?
Well, I've got to get up early tomorrow. We're off to Cornwall at 4 a.m, so I don't want any alcohol hanging about in my bloodstream when we set off.
In that case, you won't be staying late.
Not too late, no.
In that case, I'm definitely getting a taxi. This is one evening of goodbyes I really want to savour.
But surely you must feel at least a bit resentful at all this attention on Mr. Beeston while you're kept in his shadow.
In his shadow? What absolute nonsense.
But the answer...
For the last 25 years I've been teacher at this school. For nearly all that time, Mr. Beeston has been the head teacher. And not just the head, a very good head.
Yes, but
we've had our differences, of course. All colleagues do. But I can tell you that before he came here, this school was appalling. The standards were abysmal. The previous head was a dreadful man, blaming others for his own deficiencies and with no interest in the children at all.
But
since Mr. Beeston took over, he has pulled his school up by its bootstraps to where it is today. A school in demand. A school where parents want to send their children.
But he couldn't have done that without the staff.
people like you.
Of course not, but he set the tone, and he raised the standards. That is why this is Mr. Beeston's day, despite those kind words he said about me in assembly.
But isn't it just because he's a man?
If a woman was doing the same job...
A woman will be doing the same job at King Street next year, and I see no reason to believe that she will be any less successful than Mr. Beeston.
She might even be better.
Indeed, she might. But that is not the point, Miss Travis. What makes a good head teacher is not about what gender they are, nor what colour, religion, or social background. It's about people, about who and what they are as people. And that is one of the many important lessons that Mr. Beeston has brought home to the children in this school.
I'm positive we would have won if my third goal hadn't been disallowed. I was never offside.
It would still only have been a draw, 3-3.
Oh, not if you'd have saved that last goal. I mean, how on earth did Ajax score? You should have had it covered.
If you think I'm going to throw myself around in the playground, you've got another thing coming. That's how you tear your trousers, you know.
Well, if you ask me, the ref was favouring the kids' team the whole time. Look at that penalty. Yes. That was never handball, not in a million years.
Well, we lost again, beaten by 4 nets in the netball. That last-minute goal in the football.
True, but you found a new star for the staff team.
I suppose you're talking about Miss Reed.
Scored both goals in the football and 5 of them in the netball.
Yes, but I set them up, you know.
Oh, yes.
That in-swinging corner of mine clinched it for her second. All she had to do was lean out and nod it in.
Oh, yes.
Mine was the hard work. Without that, world would have been over.
Nice party. Pleased everyone could make it.
Yes, look at him. He's revelling in it. It must be like this is your life for him. All these faces from his past.
Yes. Listen.
You're not going to lecture me again, are you?
No. I've just heard the news.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Bit sudden, wasn't it?
Well, I suppose it sounds like that.
Only, it wasn't anything to do with me, what I said.
How do you make that out?
Well, this morning everything was fine, and suddenly you're fed up and getting out.
I'm not fed up.
Anyway, I wondered if it was me having a go at you. I'd hate to think I was the one who drove you away.
You fancy yourself, don't you?
What do you mean?
I've had bigger rows than that with some of the people at this school. All right, it nettled me, and I still say you misread it totally.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, look, tell you what, I'll get you a drink.
And we can talk about something else.
Well, Mrs. Rudd, it's the end of an era.
It certainly is, Mrs. Stone. After all this time, it will be most strange no longer coming to school.
Strange, but gratifying. You've deserved the rest.
Oh, I won't be resting.
You won't?
Certainly not. There's the church choir. Then there's the Saturday morning youth orchestra. I promised I'll give them some extra practice, which so far I haven't had the time to do.
Everyone, if I can have your attention, please.
Oh, really, that man is always interrupting.
As you were. Oh.
Thank you, Mr. Long. Now, before I give my final thoughts on what King Street has meant to me... thank you. There are a couple of goodbyes which we have to say, though if history repeats itself, one will turn out to be an au revoir. As you know, Fred Holliday took early retirement 5 years ago. Well, no one took any notice because he never went away. But not for long. However, there is one goodbye we have to say, one that has come a very short notice. And that's a goodbye to Mr. Sims, who's decided to go round the world to seek his fortune, something he'll never find in teaching. He'll be missed, sorely missed. He's a man who's made his mark on King Street.
I'll clean it off before I go.
Well, joking apart, I have been lucky to have had one of the best staffs to be found in any school. And it will be unfair of me to single out any particular teacher for praise. But today, having already singled out Mrs. Rudd, I have to say a few words about Mr. Sims. The children love him.
Yeah.
I've known him take a child, one who's been dismissed as simply illiterate, and he's made that child read. Now, we may have a scientific explanation for it. We can have educationalists explaining why this and that theory are in the background of what he did. But the bottom line is that it is magic. The magic of being a natural teacher.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I call on Mr. Sims to say a few words.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Beeston. For once, I'm at a loss for words.
Make a change.
Well, like I said, for once. I know many of you will be surprised at my decision and the speed of it. To be honest, I've surprised myself. I hope I'm making the right decision. I won't know if I have until I set out on my travels. But one thing I do know. I've loved being at King Street. I've put a lot into it. We all have. But I've also got a lot out of it. My life has been better for being here. And now I'm moving on. But I do so knowing that you've all been my friends. Good friends, despite the occasional upheaval. And I'll always remember you and King Street as long as I live. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sims. And now, as the presider over this jolly, somewhat misty-eyed occasion, I'd like to say a few words about what, for me, have been the most exciting 24 years of my working life. 24 years in which, slowly at first, I was able to put into practice what I believed education was all about. In three words, children. Children, children. You see, academic excellence is all very well. And isn't it wonderful when a child you've taught does well? But education isn't just about academic excellence. Don't let us ever forget those who are always going to struggle. Those who may never achieve the academic heights. Now, different children achieve different things. They can give us, society, different things back in return. For instance,
you've been listening to the last episode in the final series of King Street Junior, created and written by Jim Eldridge and starring Carl Harmon as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher. Marlene Sidaway featured as Miss Lewis, the deputy head, Margaret John as Mrs. Stone, the school secretary, Paul Copley as Mr. Long, Deirdre Costello as Mrs. Patterson, Tom Watson as Mr. Holliday, Jacqueline Beattie as Miss Reed, and Vivian Martin as Mrs. Rudd. Fiona Travis was played by Rachel Atkins, Stephen by Scott Clark, Sarah and Soretta by Christy Bruce, and Paul by Ricky Doughty. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.